JB and the General. Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now. 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Here we go on a Wednesday. Day in Music City. Shout out to the great Leland Statham. Like to pay tribute to him every Wednesday at this time. We're going to get him on the show. Don't worry. Rest assured. John Burton, Patton Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. This is JB and the General on WNSR. General Patton, good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well, John. Good morning to you. We say it quite often on this show, but it is the calm before the storm. Not really sports-wise, but real life-wise,
John. Oh, I don't even know what the forecast is.
We're expecting storms a little later tonight.
Thunderstorms. Okay, well.
So you'll be listening to Leland Statham tonight,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, well, he'll be long gone by then, but we've got Bree, we've got Katie. We've got Henry, if need be. You know, Nikki D's around. So what you want to do is you want to download the News Channel 5 weather app, Storm 5 app. What it does is it tracks your GPS, and if there are storms in your area, it will alert you. If there's nothing going on where you're at, it'll leave you alone. But it's free. You can go to your app store and download it. Do it today. Patton, what a great night of sports last night. A lot of stuff going on. I went out for a little bit. Mistakes were made.
Classic.
Man, you know, one of these days, Peter Pan's got to grow up. But anyway, Vanderbilt, what a fun game that was with Louisville. They win 4-2. Devin Futrell pitched pretty well. Very sound game for Vanderbilt, I thought, yesterday. And there were some mistakes, some base running mistakes. A lot of hit batters in this game as well. But they got some timely hits. And you know, heading into this Tennessee series with the way that Vanderbilt's been struggling, five straight losses in the SEC, to get the win over your rival on a Tuesday night and win the, what is it, the Oaken Barrel or the Bourbon Barrel or whatever it is?
I think Oaken Barrel.
So you fill it with Tennessee whiskey now this year, right? And if Louisville wins, you fill it with Kentucky bourbon. I mean, I don't know how that works, but.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, so they get the win last night, and the hope is that it'll give them some momentum and some confidence heading into what is going to be a very, very intense series with the number one ranked team in the nation, Tony Vols' Tennessee Volunteers.
Yeah, certainly was. I think results are great, but I would imagine confidence-wise, John, team was probably about as low as it's been all season long.
Sure.
It fell out of the top 25 for the first time all season. Got swept in pretty dramatic fashion in most all three games. The second a little bit closer than the other.
But you got run rule, then, you know, come back, fall short.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was important to get back on there like they did last night. Offense still wasn't great, John. Yeah. Four runs is not going to be enough in any three games that they played this weekend. And that is the only worrisome. Now, Tennessee's pitching staff isn't the best out there, but
that damn lineup, man.
It's good enough.
If you got to get in a track meet with that lineup that they have, those mashers, good luck, right?
Yeah, you don't want to be in the spot that Vanderbilt is in right now, because they are the wounded animal, to be honest, right now. Their season is in the balance. So we had Kevin Ingram on yesterday and kind of asked them, what do they need to do in these next two series? They can't get swept in both. If that happens, you wonder if they're even going to make the postseason.
Right, because you got Tennessee, then you've got Kentucky, the number two team in the SEC, they're very good.
Right, and you've really not finished well down the stretch, and I'm sure they would look at that, kind of how is this team progressing throughout the year. But they're at home, and to be honest, John, they're due for something. They're due for something to go their way, and not a lot has done that. They've had injuries. They've had pretty misfortune, I think, in some players that haven't performed to their level that maybe you'd expect. R.J. Davis starting to come on now, but really for the entirety of the SEC play, he has been struggling to find any sort of confidence in front of the plate. So I don't know what will happen. We still got a couple more days till we got to decide what will happen. But
right,
it's dangerous, John. To me, this is as dangerous as they are in.
You're right. They're going to have to circle the wagons and rally. We're, you know, I said this yesterday when Inge was on with us. You can go back and listen on SoundCloud. You know, we're going to learn a lot about this Vanderbilt baseball team over the next two weekends, yep. right, with these series against Tennessee and Kentucky, respectively. So, but they get the win last night. So, like you said, and we'll have Corbs on tomorrow and get his thoughts on, you know, where his team is heading into this all-important series with the number one team in the nation. And, you know, Kevin and Muletown was all too quick to point out that Tennessee is number one in the nation. So there you go. So the Titans signed Tyler Boyd, 1 year deal worth up to $4.5 million. And we can speculate, and we will, about what this means for Kyle Phillips, what this means for Treylon Burks. What you make of the signing?
Was really excited to see it for a couple different reasons. We talk about value a lot on this show, John.
We are all about value.
And I think they certainly got that. 4.5 for a receiver like Tyler Boyd, who pretty much exclusively is probably going to be in the slot for you, John. Mm-hmm. So that really takes care of one player specifically, and that to me is Kyle Phillips. Mm-hmm. Treylon Burks, we can talk about later, but that really knocks out your entire slot position role, because I think you got your two outside guys. Both can play inside, mm-hmm. Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins, but mm-hmm. you want to have that guy who can get open, who's very reliable in terms of catches,
yep.
a guy who's able to be out there on the field, played 16 games last year mm-hmm. for Cincinnati. So this is a guy who's going to be able to
production
be out there.
Production fell off, and right. that's a little bit of a red flag, but you know, when your stud quarterback is not healthy enough to be out there consistently, exactly. that's going to affect things a little bit, too. We're talking about Joe Burrow here.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. To me, the production doesn't worry me much mm-hmm. because the offense was ever so changing. You're bringing in quarterbacks. You're trying to figure out what Joe Burrow has throughout the year. And you remember back to whenever he first got out on the field, John, Joe Burrow did not look right. So even when he was yeah. out there,
he couldn't move.
He wasn't his normal self. So,
right.
Very excited to think what they had 2 years ago, John, where it was Treylon Burks as wide receiver one and really nobody else. Robert Woods was maybe that 1A, 1B type guy.
Bobby Trees.
And now you've got a wide receiver core of Calvin
Man,
Ridley, DeAndre Hopkins, and Tyler Boyd.
Yeah, you come out in a three-wide set. I mean, those, you know, that's going to put some pressure on your secondary. So, yeah, so Tyler Boyd is in. Terry McCormick from TitansInsider.com will join us at 10:25. We'll talk about that and as we get ready for rookie minicamp this weekend. Titans, let's see, Callahan, the coordinators, and Levis are going to meet the media tomorrow, and then we're going to get the rookies in this weekend. So looking forward to seeing that. You know, you can't glean a whole lot, obviously, when you watch rookie minicamp, but I'm sure as from a fan's perspective, you know, you want to see them in your team's colors. What number are they yeah. issued? That kind of thing. You know what I mean? I still get sure. giddy about that stuff when I watch, you know, Giants rookie minicamp. You know, I want to know what number, you know, my rookies are going to be wearing and how they look in the blue uniform and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, just get a chance to see them. And listen, you know, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. See Burks, Treylon 2 years ago when he couldn't even get through a pretty relatively easy non-padded practice. Now it was hot, and
yeah.
you know we understand he had the asthma issues, but looked like he had a little spare tire around his belly, and you know it was just one of those things where I just remember watching him practice and struggle through that practice, and I remember off in the distance seeing John Robinson's face and his. His face was as red as a beet. You know what I mean? He was
good.
You could tell he was just like, what the hell is going on? What, you know,
what did I do?
What have I done? So, yeah, I know. There's no love lost for you with John Robinson, former Titans GM. But as we said, Terry will join us at 10:25. Big night of sports last night. For me personally, it was a great night. My Rangers won in double overtime over Carolina. Vinny Trocheck, the power play goal. In the second overtime. Second overtime was about to come to an end.
Yeah.
So my Rangers up 2-0 in that series. Colorado wins in overtime game one at Dallas last night. So they're up 1-0 in that series. And
I'll take a few more of those type games between Colorado and
that's going to be a great series.
In Dallas.
That's going to be a great series. So, yeah, Colorado wins 4-3. Miles Wood get your overtime game winner. So two overtime games last night in the NHL, and exciting stuff there. So I'm really happy as a Ranger fan. Listen to Boomer Esiason this morning. He's the biggest 2-0. Ranger fan. Yeah, so we're up 2-0. Look, feeling good about that, but it's going to be a tough series. Carolina's really good. NBA last night, your Cavaliers, Patton, I think are in a lot of trouble. 120-95, yep. They lose to the Celtics game one, Eastern Conference semifinals. Donovan Mitchell played well, 33.6 rebounds, but nobody else played well for the Cavaliers.
Oh, where have I heard that before?
Yeah,
That has been the theme of the postseason to me, John. It's been Donovan Mitchell showing up, and to me, it's worst case scenario, if I'm completely honest, because if Donovan Mitchell ever needed a reason to say, I can't get it done in Cleveland, all he's got to do is turn on the tape the past two games. They were lucky to get out of game seven alive, if not for Donovan Mitchell. And really, I can't think of another player who really stepped up. I mean, Evan Mobley on the defensive end, but to me, you don't, for what his potential is, I mean, you're not drafting him to be Tony Allen. You're drafting him to be kind of that next two-way big man. And right now, he's lost all confidence in his shot. Darius Garland right now, $200 million man. I hate to say it, stealing from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He is a shell of himself right now. He, like Evan Mobley, is scared to shoot the basketball. 1-7 from the three-point line last night, John. If we go back to when they drafted him, the whole reason they selected him at five was because of a private workout they had where he was shooting the lights out of the gym. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was his best attribute, being able to shoot, kind of extend the floor a little bit, open things up. Right now, he can't do any of that. And I'm not surprised. I said this yesterday. If they don't have Jared Allen on the floor, this one's going five max. And the way it looked last night, give me three more of this and get the season over with.
But it seems like the Cavaliers were content, hey, let's win a playoff series and our season's successful. Yeah. If you get embarrassed by the Celtics, isn't the goal to win a championship? And you're right about DG. We love DG, you know, local kid, you know, we pull for him, you know, he's an all-star, but he's getting paid too much money. That's totally not good enough. And you see Donovan Mitchell trying to encourage him all the time during timeouts and stuff. He's hugging on him. He's telling him, come on, man, I need you. So I like that from Donovan Mitchell, but yeah, it's a one-man show right now. Let's be honest.
It's a one-man show, and you asked or made the point that looks like they were just happy to win a first-round matchup. Well, when you
barely won,
but when you have your coach throwing the last regular season game to get a matchup like that, which sends a message, just get us into the second round. Mm-hmm. I don't care what else happens. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, that made you play Boston even earlier than you would have had to previously.
Right.
You'd be playing the Knicks right now, I believe, if not for your little shenanigans to make sure you make it past the first round. To me, John, mentality is weak in that organization. And until something changes, it's going to probably take Donovan Mitchell leaving, unfortunately. You hate to see it.
As the wake-up call.
But that's exactly what they need right now.
I mean, that's all the Cleveland Cavaliers need is another superstar to leave. LeBron left twice, and now if Mitchell walks out the door.
You can't even blame Dan Gilbert for this.
Well, no, but Dan Gilbert's going to wreck shop if that happens. And he's well within his rights to do that.
Absolutely.
You know?
Like I said, it's not like previously where they were just taking Donovan Mitchell for granted like they did LeBron James. They've been trying to bring in guys.
Yeah.
Max Strus, I mean, you're bringing it. Yeah. You signed Darius Garland to the big contract.
Your boy George Niang. Your boy.
Yeah, well, that's Kobe Altman's doing. But they're spending money. And I just, to me, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, you're right. I just don't like the mentality they have. It's like, like you said, let's just get out of the first round. Because they were disappointed. They got bullied around by the Knicks last year, lost in the first round. And it just seems like they're content. Yeah. You know? Like you said, let's get the Magic, a matchup that works for us. You're right. They'd be playing the Knicks right now. A lot more closer matchup, right? And right now, as a Knicks fan, I'll be very disappointed if they don't beat the Pacers and at least go to the Eastern Conference Finals. You know what I mean? I won't go so far as to say it's a disappointing season, but I'll be disappointed.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like the Cavaliers are going to be disappointed if they get gentlemen swept out of the freaking playoffs by the Boston Celtics. Or swept.
Maybe outside the building, but inside it certainly does not feel like it.
Thunder beat the Mavericks 117-95, game one of that series. That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Gilgis Alexander, 29 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. He good. That boy good.
He good, and that roster good. And
can you imagine a Thunder Timberwolves Western Conference Finals? First of all, nobody, you know, that was on nobody's bingo card, but no. You got SGA against Ant-Man. I don't think you want it with Ant-Man right now.
No.
Joker don't.
No, he certainly doesn't. And it's
doesn't.
last night, and for Luka did not play well, and he wasn't making excuses after. He was kind of asked.
Tim Legler says he thinks he's cooked.
Yeah, it certainly does look that way. And he wasn't trying to hear any excuses last night. So you like to hear that. But to me, the way this OKC team is playing, they're young. They're only getting better. And confidence-wise, John, I think getting past the first round as quickly as they did, I think it showed them we deserve to be here and we got as good a shot as any right now.
Braves opened a quick two-game set with the Boston Red Sox last night. They won 4-2. They'll play again tonight, 6:05 pregame right here on WNSR. So great night for me. Rangers win, Yankees win, Red Sox lose, and I thoroughly enjoyed watching my Yankees just pummel the no good, rotten, cheating POS Houston Astros, and especially Verlander.
Oh yeah.
Oh God, I can't stand that guy. Smug, just
got it all.
Smug, yeah. Smug, arrogant, you know. I've got a hot wife. I'm, you know, get out of here. Watching Altuve swing and miss at sliders out of the zone. I loved it. I loved it. It was great. So
it was barefoot by the end of the game, swinging out of the shoes.
Yeah, exactly. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. All right, that gets us going. You know what? We might play a little beef for real or beefaroni this morning.
All right.
And I'll come up with some topics during the break because, as you know, I'm well prepared to do these shows every day. We do our 3-hour pre-show meeting. By the way, thank you for showing up on time today. I appreciate it.
You beat me here this morning
to
Bill King's show.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was talking to a guy last night. I know we're up against the break. And I was talking to a guy last night, you know, and he's like, so you cover all sports? I'm like, well, I concentrate locally. He's like, but you got to know all the stuff. And I'm like, how do you do it? I'm like, you know.
It ain't for everybody.
It's this thing, Tennessee's own Al Gore invented the internet, and thank God for that.
Yes.
All right, we'll also take your phone calls, oh, by the way, 615-844-5600. We are guest-free until 1025 when Terry McCormick joins us, so plenty of time for you to get in. Call or text, same number, 844-5600. We're back after this, WNSR.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The battle for a seventh straight division crown starts right now. And the East already knows. Don't sleep on the Atlanta Braves.
Swung on, hit in the left field, base hit. Here comes Michael. He's going to score. 5-4 Atlanta.
Tonight, Truist Park will be rocking for the second time against the Boston Red Sox as Michael Harris and the Braves take the field in Atlanta.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Wednesday edition of the show. Glad to have you with us. NHL tonight, the Bruins at the Panthers. Game 2, Boston up 1-0 in that series. And then at 9 o'clock on ESPN, a series that I will be paying close attention to. I cannot wait to watch this series. Oilers-Canucks. That should be a lot of fun. Canucks, the home team in this series. That's game one. Of course, the Canucks beat our Predators, who spoke yesterday, Patton. The head coach Barry Trotz. Former head coach Barry Trotz, general manager Barry Trotz, head coach Andrew Burnett, and the players. It's amazing how a lot of things get revealed after the season. Like this thing about Forsberg and the cut on his ankle, how he had to play through that. You know, it's hockey players are tough SOBs, man. I played rugby for a long time, and the high-level, like, World Cup rugby players are probably arguably the toughest, most well-conditioned athletes in the world, given the fact that, you know, play is continuous. You got to run around. You got to have good cardiovascular. You got to be big, strong, fast. I mean, hockey players are incredible what they play through. I remember one time covering the Stanley Cup final in 2008, Penguins, Detroit Red Wings. And it was like a triple overtime game. The Penguins were in Detroit at the old Joe Louis Arena, and they were facing elimination, and they ended up winning to extend the series. They were down 3-1. And Ryan Malone, who was a rugged two-way forward for the Pittsburgh Penguins, and he was from Pittsburgh too, he was just classic power forward, man. Mm-hmm. You know, he could score, he could hit. He took a puck to the face, and he missed like half a period, and he came back. And we're interviewing him afterwards, and he's just sitting there like nothing happened. His face looked like ground hamburger. And he just, you know, it's like it's hockey. He's a Stanley Cup final. I got to play, you know. What hockey players go through, and Forsberg revealed yesterday that he had like a cut on his ankle, which, you know, he could do everything. He could run, he could skate, he could jump, he could do everything, but just putting his skate on, the boot, you know, kept him in a lot of pain. So,
wish my guy Jared Allen would maybe suck it up a little bit. That's besides the point. But I did see some comments from that presser, and later on I'll pull some quotes and we'll play a little bit of it.
Sure.
But, I don't know what he told you, John. By the way, people still hasn't told me, so I just want to throw that out there. But he made comments that sounded like they're going to be pretty aggressive in the trade market and in the free agent market.
They are.
So
now they got some work to do because they're what, like almost $20 million over the cap.
Right.
So it's going to be, you know, Trotsky's going to earn his money this summer.
So I just thought that was interesting, that was one of the main things he wanted to get out there, because Barry Trotz is the type of guy, he doesn't say anything by accident.
No.
What he says is for a reason, and that's the message he wants to sit out there. He wanted to get out of the mushy middle in the NHL. I thought that was a pretty good term, because that's not only in the NHL, but in all sports. It's hard to break out of that. It's easy to get from bad to the middle. Breaking out of that middle in any of these professional leagues, it is extremely hard, and you could argue it's probably harder in the NHL than any other league.
It's a lot like the NBA, though. In fact, you either want to be really good or really bad.
Right.
You don't want to be, as Trotsky said, in the mushy middle. You know, you want to be maybe a, you know, a two or three, well, ideally a one, but yeah, you know, at least a two or three or a four seed, right, in the playoffs to where you get home ice advantage in the first round, all that kind of stuff, and you have a legit shot to make a deep run. And, you know, Trotsky talked about getting younger and faster. And you mentioned, yeah, I did get the indication, both in what he said yesterday and what we talked about the night they clinched the playoffs. You know, they're going to be aggressive. Now they got to figure out what their cap situation is. They got some pending free agents. They got to figure out who to sign, who to keep. And obviously the Soros thing is going to be the biggest thing of the summer. Do they trade him? Do they, you know, sign him to a shorter extension, long-term extension? You know, what are their plans with UC Soros? Because you could get a lot of value for him if you put him, you know, if Trotsky said, yeah, give me a call, you know, well, offer me something.
And it would be a pretty good and quick, efficient way to kind of lower that cap situation that you have
right
in moving UC Soros, because he commands a number that really your other two goaltenders do not combine, quite frankly. So that's just something to think about. And this offseason, it's always interesting. You always hear people say this is going to be an interesting offseason.
I know, right? This is the biggest offseason in franchise history.
Right. I genuinely think this could be one of those seasons for the Preds, because he has moves he can make that will ultimately affect where this franchise goes for the next 5-10 years, to be honest.
I will reveal a little bit of what Trotsky told me. You know, former governor Bill Haslam he's got the money, obviously, and he is fully committed to spending, you know, up to, you know, cap level.
Yeah.
To make this team a serious Stanley Cup contender. You heard Trotsky, you know, talk about, you know, getting the, you know, his top three forward lines younger, faster, bringing in guys that can make a difference, because, you know, the Preds are a good team, good organization, but you look at the teams that are remaining now, especially in the Western Conference, right? Edmonton, Colorado, Dallas, you know, they've got that high end individual talent.
And they have, you know, the guy on
right.
One guy you can point to and say they're elite level attacking players in this league.
Right. Like Philip Forsberg is great. He's a forever Predator. He's the greatest goal scorer in the history of this franchise. He's probably not on that high end elite level. He's an all-star.
Yeah.
You know, he's Jimmy Butler. He's an all-star. He's not a superstar. Now, Jimmy Butler thinks he's a superstar.
Right.
But he's an all-star. And obviously, you know, Josi, the guy's a Norris finalist, you know, but he's a defenseman. He's not a forward. So he's only going to provide so much for you offensively, although he's a really good point
right.
producer, that kind of thing. You need those high level guys. And if you really want to contend, right? So, and I think Trotsky's going to be big game hunting this offseason, trying to get those high level guys. Trotsky knows what it's going to take to seriously contend for a cup here in Nashville. Like, I have no doubt about that. If you're a Predators fan, you should feel good knowing that your front office, A, ownership, is committed to spending the money. B, your general manager knows what it takes. He won a cup as a head coach. You know, he had some good years with the New York Islanders, got them close to Stanley Cup final contention. So,
and money's
the knowledge, great. The knowledge is there. The money is there.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of can they make the proper moves this offseason to really make this team a Stanley Cup final contender.
And the money's great for all guys. Everybody's looking to get paid.
Sure.
Unlike any other. But they also want to know the situation and the type of environment they're going into. Also cares a little bit about winning, too, and is willing to do anything they can to do so. And I thought this year was a big audition for maybe some others around the league looking at it and say, all right, what is Nashville going to be like this year? First time without David Poile at the helm. You've got Barry Trotz now, and I can't speak for everyone around the league. To be honest, I didn't watch much other hockey other than the Predators
right.
this year, but
right.
I just think here locally, it's hard not to say they're not on a good path here, and I'm not sure they were on a good path for the past couple of years.
Well, it got stale.
Right.
It just got stale. It was like, you know, they made the playoffs 8 straight years, which was tied for second, you know, longest streak in the NHL. I believe the Penguins were 16 straight. They've now missed the playoffs the last 2 years as Sidney Crosby gets a little bit older. Yeah. But, you know, and that was great, but it just, and hearing and talking to some of the people out of the Preds organization, they listened to the fans because it got stale for me. And I'm not a diehard fan. I'm a guy that covers the team. You know, I like to see them do well. It's kind of like the Titans. I like to see them do well. It's good for business. And, you know, they're a great organization. But, you know, the fans were just like, okay, yeah, we made the playoffs, but we're probably going to lose in the first round. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, we
either were stuck in that middle.
Yeah, we got to, let's win a round. Let's maybe get to the Western Conference Finals. Dare I say the Stanley Cup Final. You know, that kind of thing. So, you know, they listened to the fans and they realized that just the whole operation was, I hearken it back to, I guess, 2 years ago, right? You had those great individual performances for the Preds. You know, you had 240 goal scorers in Duchesne and Forsberg. And Saros was a Vezina Trophy finalist. And Yossi had that incredible year, one of the best offensive years for a defenseman in like 20 years in the NHL, nearly 100 points. I think he just missed 100 points.
Yeah.
And yet there they were, you know, pooping down their leg towards the end of the regular season, barely getting into the playoffs and getting swept by Colorado. Now, Saros was hurt. He wasn't available. We had big save Dave Riddick. But still, all those individual pieces, but it didn't result in more team success, more wins, and a higher seed in the playoffs. I think that's when they realized, hey, something's off here. We gotta fix this.
Right, and they looked at next season and go, how can we possibly ask more from these four guys?
Right.
And ultimately, they didn't get more. They kind of went back down a little bit, and that's kind of where they ended up falling last year. So you're right. It's kind of one of those things, and I'm excited to see it. And what Barry Trotz did this offseason, I think it should give fans the ability and the trust in him to make those right moves because – to me, even though Matt Duchesne is having a nice time in Dallas right now, it's not the same. It wouldn't have been the same here.
No.
It's apples
and
oranges.
He wasn't a fit here for whatever reason. Even though he had that great season, he just wasn't a fit here.
No. But in all those big moves he made last year, shifting on guys that maybe Preds fans had their jersey hanging up in their closet, it worked out well.
Yeah, Johansson, you know, obviously Duchesne. Some of these other guys have been here for a while, but just really were just kind of here collecting a paycheck, right?
Ekholm, you traded at the deadline last year. So it's, hey, and that, even though Barry Trotz wasn't GM then, he had to have gotten the okay for, David Poile had to have gotten the okay from Barry Trotz because you're not going to ship a guy out who, when you're not going to be here in 3 months' time.
Well, and that's the thing, right? And I thought, you know, after the fire sale they had last year and the fact that they still darn near made the playoffs last year, I thought that would buy Hines at least another start the season, we'll see where we're at the trade deadline type deal. But, you know.
And that's the biggest move of all.
It was. And Barry Trotz stuck to his conviction and said, you know what? He doesn't fit the vision I have. You go get Andrew Brunette, and he's a Jack Adams Award finalist for Coach of the Year. So. I think he's pushed all the right buttons. Like I said, if I'm a diehard Preds fan, I feel good knowing Barry Trotz is a good, because you know he cares. He didn't take this job to retire.
No.
It's not like Elgin Baylor all those years, GM in the Clippers, where he was just kind of like
Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, God, don't get me started.
Sorry.
Don't get me started as a Knicks
but
fan.
But you're good now, so I can say it. We can bring it up now.
Yeah. So, and trust me. Trotsky, A, knows where the bodies are buried, okay? And some of the interesting things he said, you know, Saros wants to be here and we want him here. What does that mean? And he kind of hinted that maybe Askarov is not quite NHL ready yet, despite the fact that he's been playing really well in Milwaukee. Yeah. So, I don't know. What's your gut feeling? What do you think they do with Saros?
I think they keep him, and just kind of reading into some lines he had yesterday.
Short-term deal?
Short-term. To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if they just kind of ride it out, to be completely honest.
Let him go into his walk year?
Yeah, and I know you could potentially lose him for nothing, but I'm not sure UC Soros has much incentive to sign that shorter, maybe team-friendlier deal.
No.
Why would you?
Yeah. I mean, I want to get paid. I want a long-term deal, and I want to get paid.
This is it for him. This is prime. This is my probably last big contract that I can get. Why would I help you out? And that's – Preds have been great to UC Soros, and UC Soros has been great to the Preds, but – I hope he understands it's business, and if the first opportunity the Preds can dump him, they will, to be completely honest. So I think they will end up riding it out. You heard yesterday he said you can never over-marinate a goaltender, and I thought that was pretty good. So to me, that tells me they're not totally sure that Oskarov is ready yet, and that's okay. You don't need him to be just yet. I think you still got another year if you want to kind of let this thing run down if you're UC Soros and the Preds.
I would like to see them bring Lankinen back.
Yeah.
I thought he played really well,
right?
You know, in the starts he had. I thought he was pretty solid.
Well, and it didn't put an overbearance on UC Soros to have to play every single night. You can throw in the backup and still pick up points and win most nights that he was in there as well.
Yeah. San Jose Sharks won the NHL lottery. I keep forgetting there's an NHL lottery now, so I have no idea who the top prospect is, and I'm not going to rush to my computer to find out. We'll find out in due course. Right. It's San Jose's issue, not ours. So, like you said, we'll play some clips from Trotsky and some of the boys from yesterday. The boys after baggy day with the Preds, but I think the overall thesis here. The theme to what we're saying is the future looks bright for this organization. Yeah. This is a big off season, but I think you got the right guy in charge and you got the right guy behind the bench. So we shall see. Don't forget Terry McCormick from TitansInsider.com will join us at 10:25. Talk about the Tyler Boyd signing, what it means for Kyle Phillips and Treylon Burks. We'll play a little B for Real or B for Roni coming up, and your phone calls. Yes, you can call the show. Feel free. You can text same number 615-844-5600. We're back after this.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPV LLC.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
They say health is wealth, and I could not agree more. That's why if you or somebody in your life is living with everyday aches and pains, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps fight pain naturally. Naturally. Now that's a big deal. Developed by its doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of ingredients all work together to help support your body's response to inflammation. Instead of masking pain for a couple of hours, Relief Factor actually helps reduce or even eliminate your pain for good. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better, give Relief Factor a try. In 3 weeks, you will know if it's working because you'll feel it. I was sent Relief Factor for me to try. I've been taking it every single day, and I do feel the difference. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4, relief. Save on your first order. Don't let pain tell you how to live. Fight back naturally with Relief Factor. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
And now, Elite Land Management is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Elite Land Management, serving Middle Tennessee with over a decade of experience. For forestry mulching and land clearing, give the pros a call today at 931-306-4157. 931-306-4157. That's Elite Land Management. They're professionals who care.
Kentucky head basketball coach Mark Pope joining us. What's your vision for getting the Wildcats back to consistently competing for natties?
We're being incredibly active in the transfer portal. We're going to have mostly guys willing to come here and understand what it means to wear the Kentucky uniform. This is bigger than themselves. That's going to be a pathway for guys to hang banners, to go have incredible careers in the NBA, and a pathway for guys to build a legacy at the greatest basketball program in the country.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Go. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
On a Wednesday. If they hate, then let them hate and let the money pile up, Patton. That's my advice to you. Go ahead and switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up. You feel me?
I would love to have the money pile up.
That mortgage ain't going to pay for itself.
Not at all.
On a Wednesday, JB and the General inside the Strike and Spare Family Fund Center Studios. 615-844-5600 is the phone number. You can give us a call or a text on that same number. All right. You ready to play a little B for real or B for Roni?
Let's do it.
All right. UC Soros will be a Nashville Predator at the start of next season. Is that B for real or B for Roni?
B for real, John. I just don't see the offers flooding in, to be honest. And I think with what we heard yesterday, I don't think they have a clear backup plan just yet. UC Soros was clearly ready, and that's why they were kind of ready for Pecorine to maybe step aside and give him a little more opportunity. I don't think they're in the same position just yet.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to say that's B for real. That's a little risky to just let it write it out in his last year of his contract. I actually think they're going to do a short-term extension with the juice, and I think he will be in between the pipes next season opening night. Now, you know, if the season goes south for some strange reason, you know, I could see them maybe moving him at the trade deadline next year, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think this organization's on the ascend. It feels like it anyway. But I'm gonna agree with you and say B for real. All right, next up. Treylon Burks will be on the Tennessee Titans opening day roster. Is that B for real or B for Roni?
Once again, B for real.
And wow.
Here's why.
I am very surprised to hear you say that, sir. Please, do tell.
Really, it has nothing to do with Treylon Burks because they will not cut him. The only way he would not be is if a team comes in and offers a trade. They won't do it now, John, because value, which we've mentioned a couple times.
A big word on this show is sure value. Is.
We've been banging it over people's head this morning. It's at an all-time low. So why would you do it now? And you know what? It's okay to have Treylon Burks as wide receiver 4 instead of Nick Westbrook-Ikhine.
A first-round pick you're going to have as your WR4?
That's okay. Well, why not have some depth at the wide receiver position, John? We don't have to have no disrespect to someone who does radio here in this market. It's no disrespect to have Mark Mariani as your wide receiver 4. It's okay to have a guy who can...
But Mark Mariani was not a first-round pick, and he was not...
Okay, but why would you get rid of him just because he's your wide receiver 4? For nothing. Because you won't get anything for him right now.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying just keep him on the roster?
Yeah, just keep him on there. I mean, if something happens where you have to throw him in, Tyler Boyd gets injured, Calvin Ridley gets injured, DeAndre Hopkins gets injured... It's okay to – I know this franchise isn't used to it, but it's okay to have depth at the wide receiver position. It really is okay. It's you're not going to get penalized from the NFL for having good wide receivers on the back end of your position group.
Well, I'm going to say Beefaroni. I think he's gone.
Where's he going? And how's he going?
I think they're just going to outright release him and wish him luck and pat him on the back and say, you know, good luck in your future endeavors. I don't know. Just a feeling I get. You look at how active they are at bringing in more wide receivers. Yeah, they drafted one, but you know that guy's more of a developmental guy. I get that, but you know, just how active Rand Carthon and co has been to get, you know, to improve that wide receiver room. I don't know. I just get a sneaking suspicion that he's gone. I'd love to see him stay. I'd love to see him make an impact. I really like the kid. You know, I think he has some ability, and he's a super nice kid. So I don't know. But I just, to me, it feels like the writing's on the wall. So we'll
here's
see.
My opinion on that. I agree with you.
Want to make a lunch bet on that, by the way?
Let's do that.
Okay.
Lunch bet at, I don't know, where you're choosing. I will Slider House or something.
I like that. That's a okay. good idea. But very good idea.
My opinion on that is I agree. And they clearly did not trust him to be a viable option in this offense. But I don't think they were going out to replace him outright and replace him from the roster. I just think they could not trust him to be any sort of reliance on this offense. Now, if it happens, great. I don't see them cutting him yet. Next okay. year, I think he'll get 1 year under Callahan. If it doesn't happen, right. then I'm with you. Opening
you
day
make a
roster
good point,
next
though,
year,
because you know you're dealing with veteran guys. You know, all around that 29, 30 year old range. You know, those players tend to get injured a little bit more, and it'd be nice to have Treylon Burks ready to plug in, ready
right.
to go.
And oh, so. By the way, Tyler Boyd and DeAndre Hopkins both will be free agents next year. So
right.
you don't want to be in the situation you were in 2 years ago where you had nothing. And now you have something. Let's have some depth.
Okay. All right. You've obviously given this a lot of thought.
Hours upon hours pouring over Titans depth charts for this season.
All right. Next one. The Vandy boys will miss the NCAA tournament. Is that B for real or B for Roni?
Tim Corbin.
He's going to be on with us tomorrow at 9:25. He might be listening right now.
I won't say anything disparaging. Cover your ears. I don't like where this is going, John. And some of it to me is what this roster is. It is not built for today's college baseball. And I don't think Tim Corbin is cocky enough to think he can do it his way or compared to anybody else. I just right. think what he tried to do, it did not work this year. And he's got guys on this roster that are young and are going to be able to start knocking the ball out of the ballpark next year. Braden Holcomb, a couple other guys in there who I like and will be contributors next year. But this year, John, the two series they got coming up, this weekend's going to be a bloodbath. I'm sorry, I don't... I don't see it. I really don't see it any other way.
Wow.
Just the matchup is it's Georgia times five.
Yeah.
Because Condon, who was on Georgia, I mean, you got guys like that up and down the lineup for Tennessee. So I don't see it going well this weekend. Next weekend, who knows, but it's on the road against the number one team in the SEC. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it's 0-6 the next two weekends.
Bro.
So I'm going to go B for real.
I'm going to say B for Roni. I think somehow, some way, they circle the wagons and they make it in.
And I'd love to be wrong, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, oh, of course. Yeah,
it's just, not, yeah. tell me, you look at these next two series
know,
and
man.
Say, where are the wins coming from?
I know. I'm just, I guess.
Here's what I'll say.
Okay.
You win game one, you'll make the tournament against Tennessee. But okay. if you lose game one, I to me it spirals.
Can you imagine the Vandy boys not making the NCAA tournament?
I mean, Tony V could stick the knife into this program. Yeah. You're telling me he's not ready?
Oh yeah, he's aware of what's going on here at Vanderbilt.
Yes.
And I'm sure his players are well aware and like, hey, let's go sweep these guys
right.
and put the final nail in the coffin on our in-state rivals.
I mean, they'd hang a banner up at Lindsey Nelson.
Wow, good job. Thank you for playing B for Real or B for Roni.
Absolutely, John.
We'll be right back.
And now, Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message brought to you by veteran-owned and operated Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical, LLC, serving up to a 50-mile radius from Nashville. For residential or commercial septic and plumbing installations, repairs, service, and construction, give the pros a call today and ask about their veteran and first responder discount, 615-295-5359, 615-295-5359, or visit CaesarsPlumbing.com. That's Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical, LLC. They're professionals who care.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. Package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. Visit starleasing.com to learn more.
It's a Bill King Show.
If I ever told you my disdain for spring games, they are useless, they are irrelevant, they are not representative of a real college football game, nor does it tell you what you need to be looking out for once your team gets on the field for fall games that do count, that do go in the record books, and do mean something.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Can't touch this.
Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare Studio, it's JB and the General.
Closing out hour number one. Hatton, when is the NFL schedule coming out? Is it tomorrow or is it next week?
No, it came out yesterday. We had a schedule release. We'll have it next week. It was announced by the NFL.
That the schedule will be announced next week.
And, of course, you had segments on all these sports shows.
Oh, yeah.
About the release of the release.
That is the
NFL does it unlike any other.
So NFL, man.
It must be studied.
They got it on lock 12 months out of the year. Like, they had to make an announcement that they'll announce the schedule. And you've seen it. ESPN and NFL Network will have five-hour shows. They'll break down every game, you know. The Packers at the Lions on November 17th. Who's going to win that game? It's like we don't know.
Minutes after, I'll be thinking W, L, W,
Well, go to the text line real quick, and then, we'll do a little quick breakdown of this.
One quick text here from Mike in the Borough. Wow, nice petty hatred jealousy rant by JB about Justin Verlander. How do you really feel?
Can't stand the guy. Thank you for the text, Mike. I can't stand the guy. I can't stand the Astros. I'm a Yankee fan. They're a bunch of cheaters, and Verlander's a pompous, arrogant smut. He's a future Hall of Famer. He's a great pitcher, but I can't stand him. So, yes, very, very, very petty. Yes, you're right on all accounts. Mike, you got me down to a T. Good job by you. Text more often. Call in. All right, home games this year for the Titans. Bengals, Texans, Colts, obviously. Jaguars, obviously. Packers, Jordan Love coming to town. Mm-hmm. Vikings, Patriots, the new look Patriots, and Aaron Rodgers, we assume, and the Jets. road games, Bills, Bears, Lions, going back to Detroit. I get love in Detroit like Skilla, baby. Texans, Colts, Jaguars, Chargers, Dolphins again, and the Washington Commanders.
Couple rookie quarterbacks in that.
Yeah, man.
John, we like to see that. Nice yes. and early, please, NFL.
Exactly, yeah. Get those
Week
rookies
one,
in here.
Week 1, 2, and 3,
yeah,
please.
Get those rookies in here early yep. and, you know, let the...
let Denard Wilson
Let Denard
cook.
Wilson, as Jeff Fisher said, yeah, we'll go check him out. I asked him that, but I said before the Steelers Thursday night game, I said, Mike Tomlin's coming after Will Levis, isn't he? He's like, yeah, he's going to check him out. Well, check us out. Hour number two yeah. coming up right, well, not right now, in a few minutes. But stick around. WNSO.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. One day after former President Trump's classified documents trial was delayed indefinitely, there's a likely delay in his Georgia election interference case. It's after a court of appeals in the state is going to review the order that allowed prosecutor Fannie Willis to remain on the case after conflict of interest allegations. Arkansas and the Ohio Valley today at risk of severe weather, the third day in a row that millions of people are dealing with severe storms. ABC's Alex Perche is outside of a FedEx facility in Portage, Michigan that was destroyed by a reported tornado last night.
And it looks like it was peeled off like a tin can. Some 50 employees trapped inside when this storm rolled through yesterday. Thankfully, FedEx saying today that none of them had serious injuries. But
Washington, D.C. police arrested 33 people as they cleared a pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University. This is ABC News.
Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
WNSR.
Hey there. You don't know me, but I was standing behind you the other morning in line, remember? You thought about buying that Tennessee Lottery instant game, but changed your mind. Well, I just wanted to say thank you. I bought it and won big. Pretty annoying, right? But don't worry. I'll bring you back a t-shirt from the Bahamas.
Don't miss your chance to win up to $500,000 with the new May Instant Games. Plus, earn 5x VIP rewards points on all multiplier games in May, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Welcome back for the second hour of JB and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
We got numbers, Patton. Hour number two of our radio program, John Burton, General Patton Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio.
The numbers are here.
The numbers are here, folks. What you've been waiting for, Titans rookies have been issued their uniform numbers. Patton Cook, you do the honors. By the way, Terry McCormick from TitansInsider.com is going to join us at 10:25. We'll get into some more Preds talk here, but let's talk numbers.
I will start from seventh round up to really tease the listeners.
Ooh, okay,
John.
Because everybody wants to know what J.C. Latham,
exactly,
what number he's going to wear, and we know, but we're not going to tell
you. We're not going to tell you
just yet.
Marlon Davidson will wear number 90. Jalen Harrell, outside linebacker, will wear number 92. James Williams, who was listed as a linebacker, was a safety, of course, for Miami, will be number 51. Jaquan Jackson, who is going to be probably the special teams star for the Titans, will be number 19, the wide receiver. Jarvis Brownlee Jr., defensive back, will be number 29. Cedric Gray, this will be he'll look great with the green dot, will wear number 51.
That's a good number for a middle linebacker, yep, an inside linebacker, a run stopping linebacker. David Long, I believe, wore 51.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Titans great, yep. And now we're getting into the brass tacks.
All right,
here.
All right.
Second round pick.
Hang on, let's prepare ourselves here. Okay, we've got the top two picks, first and second round picks. All right, go ahead. I'm ready.
Defensive lineman Tavondre Sweat will wear number 93.
I like it. It's a good number.
He'll look good in 93
because it'll be 93 next to 98. Big Jeff.
Yep.
Yeah. A run stopping, a clog up blocker, big, interior defensive lineman wearing 93. I like it.
Would have looked great in 99, but Rashad Weaver has 99.
Yeah.
And here it is, everyone that has been waiting for.
Hang on. Can you hear that? Is that coming through?
It absolutely is.
First round draft pick, offensive tackle J.C. Latham from Alabama will wear.
He will start at left tackle with number 55.
Don't like it. Sorry. Don't like it. I like J.C. Latham. I like the pick. I like the young man. Don't like 55 as your starting left tackle. You got to be in the 70s, like 72, 78.
Yeah, no offense to Peter Skoronski. You need to give up that 77 and throw it over to J.C. Latham.
I agree.
No, your left guard is not 77.
A guy named Skoronski, who's playing left guard. I sound like John Madden now. John Madden here. Skoronski's got to wear 55 with Skoronski on the back. Yeah, I don't like 55. Don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah, sorry. Not giving
and
me
I'm
a lot
let
of confidence.
Him know when I see him. I'm going to be like, JC, I don't like your number. What do you think of that?
I'll just put his big paws out there and grab your face, John, and pummel you into the Titans grass out there. Doesn't give me confidence to be at left tackle, John, I must say.
I don't, yeah. I'm a little bit a little bit perplexed by that.
I will have to look at the Titans numbers. Maybe all the sevens were taken. I don't know, but we will feverishly go through them and check those out. But those are your numbers.
All right, now initial reactions from you, Patton Cook, about the numbers.
Okay with all of them except left tackle, your most important one to me. I don't know. I just I was expecting, and I know he, I believe, wore 65 in college at Alabama, so that's what he was at right tackle. Was expecting to at least get into the sixes, but no, you're 55. To me, that's a center number, John. It's not even a guard.
Yeah, you're right. Guard should be in the 60s. Tackle should be in the 70s. Center should be in the 50s. That's the way it is, and that's the way we like it.
I don't know how many 55 J.C. Latham jerseys are flying off the shelf at the Titans Pro Shop right now.
Well, I think you just ordered yours, didn't you?
Well. Sorry, J.C., you won't be getting that cut from me, unfortunately.
All right, well, back to the Predators. They had their baggy day yesterday. Their season closeout, made it back to the playoffs, lost in the first round to Vancouver in a series that, quite frankly, they could have, maybe should have won. I don't know. It was a weird series, but as we've been saying all morning, the future appears bright for this organization. We have some of the comments that were made yesterday, do we not?
Yes, would have loved to got the full thing from the Predators' official website, but they have taken that down for some odd reason.
What up with that?
But I have, courtesy of Nick Kaiser and Alex Doherty, who Alex comes on the McFarland show every week, I believe on Mondays. So play a quick one here. I'm not sure. To be honest, I did not know this, John, but Philip Tomasino had kind of an off the ice issue for the Predators, and here is Barry and Bruno both addressing it, and a little spicy, John.
Okay.
Reports I've got, he's played real well down there. I think it's probably been good for him. I think up here, we talked about it mid-season where we felt for his development to have an opportunity to be the type of player we believe he can be. He needs a little bit more. He needed more ice time. He needed a bigger role. He had to grow a little bit, both on and off the ice, I think, a little bit. And from all reports I got, he's right on course. Now, in saying that, for me, I think he needs to grab the little of our identity that we've created here, and he has to have a little bit more of that in him. And if he can, and if he puts the work in, and he's relentless, then his skill will take over. But if he, at different times this year where he wanted the skill first without the work, I'm not sure he has a chance to play for us next year. So we're building him. I think it's, like I said, it's been really good for him. This playoff run will be really, really critical for his career, and I hope he rises to the moment, and I believe he will.
I had I was the one that sent Tomer to Milwaukee, and I can tell you this, he went down with a really mature attitude, and he wants to be a big part of this. I think sometimes the struggle is they want it so quickly, and they're looking to, you know, try to get there quicker, and I think he's in a place right now as a player, which I know he got injured a little bit in Milwaukee, but he's been a really big part of becoming the go-to guy, which is really important for him because I think he's got a good skill set, as Bruno said. He's putting the value in on the every game, every shift, and working towards that. So I'm hoping that he has a really long run because there's nothing like better for development than going deep in any league. And American Hockey League is a hard league. And if he can be the guy, just like Luke Evangelista was last year, then you're gonna get a good player back. And I think players, be it on and off the ice, mature at different rates. And sometimes the on-ice matures faster than the off-ice and vice versa. I'm hoping all that comes together, and then he's a really good player.
So it sounds like there may be some maturity issues?
Yes.
Question mark?
Yeah, seemed like it, and kind of reading between the lines, was probably a little frustrated. He wasn't given maybe the quickest path maybe to maybe some of these front lines for the Predators. And to me, I know you want to see the young guys in there. I talked about this earlier. The notion that this was a young team for the Preds is not the case. I mean,
right. You
had really one true youngster in there, and Luke Evangelista, who, give credit to him, I mean, there's a reason why he was up there. The Preds weren't just giving young guys the try for the heck of it. I mean, they earned that spot. Luke earned to kind of be up there. So to me, that tells me he wasn't happy with his path. what changes, but I thought Bruno's end right before he tossed it over to Barry, he was pretty stern, and if he doesn't figure out, he's not going to. It's not going
to
work.
Get your new you know what together, or you're not going to be here.
Yeah,
and so hopefully, message received on that end.
Yeah, I certainly was not something I, of course, knew he was kind of sent down to Milwaukee, but didn't realize it was maybe as tensioned as we just heard.
Well, they made some tough decisions, you know, sending Yusuf Parsonen down when they did. You know, they brought him back just in time for the last game against Vancouver, and similar things, not so much the maturity, but just, you know, being consistently playing consistently well or consistently to what your coach wants you to do in the NHL is very difficult. It is not easy.
Being a
pro. And, you know, having your coach tell you stuff that you don't necessarily want to hear and taking it with maturity and just saying, all right, I got to get better. I got to figure it out. You know what I mean? Some guys respond to that better than others, it would appear, in this case.
And even though when you get those comments from your coach, I had this as a high school goalkeeper, you're just thinking to yourself, I did that. I did that. This is someone else doing this, coach. Not me, but you just kind of have to take it and say, all right, yep, we'll do. And I think at the end of the day, to me, respect is more than anything. A lot of times with some of these young players, you just kind of have to take it, shut up, and kind of get on with it. And just kind of, it's one of those things.
Because, you know, you feel in your mind, hey, no, I'm right. You know, you're wrong, coach. I am doing what you want me to do. What do you mean I'm not doing what you want me to do? It takes a lot, like you said, to swallow your pride and to bite your tongue and just say, all right, coach, gotcha. Yep. I'm on it. Yeah.
And a lot of times it's more of a test or a lesson than anything. Not necessarily on the ice stuff. It's, hey, how will you respond if I kind of call you out in front of the guys? Because that will happen and you want to see how you respond.
You know, Bill Parcells was a master at that. You know, the former Giants coach, Hall of Fame coach. Like, he would tear into everybody. It didn't matter if you were the 53rd guy on the roster. I think there were only 45 back then. But anyway, like, he would rip Lawrence Taylor to shreds at practice in front of him. Freaking Lawrence Taylor. You know, the guy didn't really need to be coached. He knew what he was doing. You know, he's the greatest defensive player of all time. He would say stuff like, you know what, Taylor? You know, he had that Jersey accent. He's like, you know what, Taylor? I'm going to make a trade with the New Orleans Saints. I'm going to get Pat Swilling up here. Same number, but we'll get the better player. You go down to New Orleans. Phil Simms told a story one time. You know, it was right in the middle of their championship run. And he said, Phil called me over before practice one day. Or he said, Coach Parcells called me over before practice one day. And he said, Phil, I'm really proud of you. I think you're doing great. You know, you're leading our offense. You're doing exactly what I'm asking of you. But I just want you to know, today at practice, I'm going to rip you to shreds today. And Phil was like, why? If I'm doing so well, he's like, because I got to show those other guys, if I can rip into my quarterback, that means I can rip into anybody and everybody needs. And it worked, you know, because, listen, Parcells players didn't exactly love him, but they played their butts off for him because they just wanted to get it. Like Taylor, at one time, he said, Parcells was getting on me so bad one day in practice, like everything, just ripping me to shreds. And I finally said, you know what, coach? You got to trade me, cut me, but one way or another, you got to get off my back. And he said, you know what? Our relationship changed after that. He didn't mess with me after that.
That's funny.
You know, he gave it back to him. So, yeah, a lot of times these are tests. Because a lot of times you are doing exactly what coach wants you to do. But I want to see if you're willing to be able to take an ass chewing or heavy criticism. And are you going to, you know, fold up your tent and go home? Or are you going to, you know, come back and say, oh, I'll show that SOB.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one more here.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got anything else?
Yeah, one more here. Andrew Brunette talking about really his first time as a true head coach. Of course, was an interim at one point, but this is his really first time as the head coach and kind of what he's learned about himself and what his players maybe taught him this season.
I think you learn a lot about yourself every day, and I think every group you're with, you learn a little bit more. You learn from the group. I think for myself, there's goals that I probably can be better at, and I think I can be a better. I'm going to work, strive to be a better communicator. I still think I have another level there. I can strive to be a little bit a better listener. And I think there's parts of, you know, I'm kind of decompressing here for the week. There's a lot of things I feel I can do a little bit better. So what I learned about myself is that, you know, I love this group. And I was very fortunate and very grateful to coach them. And that is the reason, my why I do this. I mean, you don't always win, but it's the people you get to do it with. And I'm very grateful that the group that I had this year was a joy for me to come to the rink every day. It was a joy for me to watch them play. More importantly, it was a joy to see how close they got. And that's kind of my why.
Tough not to like Bruno. I like him. I like his demeanor. He's a no-nonsense guy. But, you know, that was a pretty revealing take about, you know, some of his shortcomings, what he needs to improve on as a coach. And, you know, when you have a coach say, yeah, I love these guys. I love going to battle with them. I mean, how do you not want to play for that guy?
Right. And I think we also forget sometimes there's some young guys in this organization. They're going to improve and kind of get into their game a little bit more and mature into the type of player they want to be. But I think your head coach can kind of be said the same thing, John. You heard it there. He's still evolving into the type of coach he wants to be. And that's the upside of what the Preds have. It's not only the players that are developing, but you've got a head coach and a guy, the face of your franchise, who's starting to learn how to kind of be that coach he wants to be. Of course, was a player in this league for a long time, knows what players like, what players don't like, and what players respect. And I think you're in the respect of a lot of his guys this season. It could have went a lot of different ways halfway through the year.
After 9-2 against Dallas, you know, you talk about a season on the brink.
Yeah. After 9-2, after his comments after that game, where he kind of called out the guys in the locker room saying, I don't know if hockey's our number one priority right now. That could have had guys throwing their sticks down, saying, you know what, coach,
blank
F you. I've been in this league. I'm making more money than you are right now. But they responded. They respected him, and they found themselves in the postseason. And dang it, John, we're pretty close to winning it in a lot of those games.
You're 100% right. All right, good stuff, Patton. Thank you for that. When we come back, Terry McCormick, publisher of TitansInsider.com, will join us. We'll talk about the Tyler Boyd signing, rookie minicamp getting going this weekend, all things two-tone blue. Stick around, WNSR.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. 931-801-5427, and also visit the lsco.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a 7th straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris to the warning track. Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball! You have got to be kidding me! Swung on, belt, deep right field, gone!
Listen to the NL East defending champs, the Atlanta Braves, only on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Hump Day edition of the show. John Burton, Patton Cook inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. He is friend of show. He is also the publisher of TitansInsider.com. The great Terry McCormick joins us. Good morning, Terry. How are you, buddy?
Oh, trying to stay afloat, literally, here.
You and me both, man. Yeah. Patton tells me you got some stuff going on today.
Oh, yeah. I'm here at the car dealership waiting to get my oil changed in my daughter's car. So try to slip out, find a quiet spot here to talk to you guys.
Well, you're a good dad. Good job by you. By the way, how good was it to see our Yankees just pummel Verlander and those nasty, dirty, cheating Astros last night? God, I enjoyed that.
A beautiful thing. You know, I'll throw this question at you. I was watching it with my son last night. And
yeah.
He goes, hey, what do you want the Yankees to get at the trade deadline? Because they really look good in all areas, and they're going to get Cole back to go to the top of the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And I really couldn't think of much of anything that they do need. And I know that they, you know, another bullpen arm would be nice, or
yes,
another, you know, a number three starter somewhere would be okay. He suggested another infielder. And I'm like, okay, yeah, because I'm not sure DJ LeMahieu's making it back this year to contribute much.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Like you said, you can always use another bullpen arm or another starter, for sure. But yeah, they look pretty complete. I was pretty down after they lost 3 of 4 in Baltimore, but they bounced back nicely, getting a sweep over Detroit, and hopefully they'll win this series over Houston. So yeah, I mean, I like where they're at right now. So it's a long season, though, as you know, and hopefully Cole will come back and be effective. Terry, what about Tyler Boyd? What do you make of that signing? And, of course, everybody, I'm sure, has asked you, what does this signing mean for Kyle Phillips and Treylon Burks?
Well, I think Tyler Boyd gives them a really solid option in the slot, somebody that Brian Callahan knows, somebody that Brian Callahan obviously trusts. You know, he's not as fast as he once was. He's not going to break away on too many 60-yard runs, I wouldn't think, after mm-hmm. the catch. But I think he's going to be a solid guy who can move the chains and be, you know, another reliable weapon for Will Levis. And as far as what that means for Treylon Burks and Kyle Phillips, I think it means exactly this. It means that Brian Callahan and Rand Carthon are astute enough from watching these guys, or, you know, watching their tape from the last couple of years, to know not to count on those guys, not to be able to depend on those guys for 17 games in a season, and whatever you get from them is going to be a bonus. Now, I do think that because they're going to be going three wide as their base, which is going to mean, you know, in sub packages, a lot of four wide on the field, mm-hmm. you're going to see this team keep more than 5 or 6 receivers now that blocking is not the number one prerequisite to be a Titans receiver anymore. So I think that you're gonna see them keep seven, maybe even eight receivers on the roster. Mm. Now, as part of that, though, you know, it makes you wonder, you know, can Burks find a role on special teams? Can, you know, I don't know if Phillips can find a role on special teams beyond returns, which he didn't do very well at because he had a case of the dropsies. But, you know, and especially that Jaquan Jackson has now been drafted to be the punt returner. So it makes you wonder, you know, if they're going to have to really show something and be able to contribute something, hold on to their roster spot. But I do think they'll get that opportunity.
Terry, when you look at, you know, what Rand Carthon has done this offseason, getting a lot of offensive weapons for Will Levis, do you think that's a vote of confidence for him? Or is it basically, hey, we need to find out this year if you're going to be the guy or not, and we're going to give you every opportunity to prove that you are the guy and put you in a position to succeed? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. I think they're going to have to see, they're going to get a complete evaluation of Will Levis this year, provided they can protect him, because there are certainly now enough weapons around him that he should be able to show what he can do. And one of the things I think that's going to help Will Levis is, you know, and yes, it would it be nice to have had a nice burner, you know, like a Malik Nabers there to go with Ridley and Hopkins and now Boyd. Yes, that would have been nice. But I think with a veteran group of wide receivers working with a young quarterback, you're going to get an opportunity for Will Levis is going to get an opportunity to show what he can do, and also it's going to help him because he's going to be working with guys like you saw it with D-Hop last year, guys who know the tricks of the trade. They know the nuances of how to run a route. They know the nuances of how to, you know, scheme themselves open and get, you know, and get away from a defensive back, even if they've lost the step speed-wise. So those things are going to help Will Levis. The only thing he's going to have to worry about, other than, you know, protection, if they, you know, unless they figure out the offensive line, the only thing he's going to have to worry about is just delivering the football on time and in the right spot, because those guys are going to be able to catch it.
Terry, I think we had a pretty good idea what the offense was going to look like this upcoming year. But with this signing of Tyler Boyd, do you think it just kind of further emphasizes how big they're going to go on the pass game this year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, this is really unlike anything we've ever seen, because even a couple of years ago when Ryan Tannehill had his big years and threw for like 3,800 yards in one year, it was still predicated off of play action and run, and everything ran through Derrick Henry. Things are going to run through the pass game now. Things are going to run through Will Levis. Things are going to run through Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins and these other receivers. You know, they're going to actually bring the Titans into the 21st century on offense. It's not going to be, you know, not going to be John's 1986 Giants lining up out there.
Run Joe Morris behind Maurice Carthon, baby. Terry McCormick, publisher of Titans Insider, is our guest.
Terry, I saw your tweet about Mike DeLillo, the Austin Peay quarterback, will be participating in rookie minicamp. Not necessarily a question about him, but what do you think kind of this battle for quarterback 2 and 3 will look like as the offseason progresses?
Well, I think that, you know, Mason Rudolph was brought in here, obviously, to be the second quarterback behind Levis. I think, you know, obviously, they cast their lot with Levis this year to be the starter. But I think they wanted a good enough backup so that, you know, if something were to happen to him, if he were to be injured, that Mason Rudolph is exactly the type of guy that could come in, play for 3 or 4 games and keep you afloat. You know, he was 3-0. With the Steelers last year as a starter once he finally got his shot and helped them get into the playoffs. So there's that. Malik Willis, to me, is the wild card. You know, how much can he pick up on Brian Callahan's, you know, system and this new offense? How much can he show he's on the spot again, just like he was last year after they drafted Levis, to show that he still, you know, belongs and still can be a part of what they're doing here? I think eventually you'd like to see Malik Willis step up and be able to be a number two quarterback if you want to keep him around. If he doesn't show you enough of that, then maybe you need to go a different direction and move on from him, you know, at the end of training camp and preseason. DeLello is a guy that's coming in here as a, you know, I guess, you know, they have to have somebody throw the footballs during the rookie minicamp and execute the offense. And he's here, I guess, to try and make good and show them that, you know, he's a capable guy who could be a developmental type player if given the opportunity.
Terry, how much longer do you think the Titans will wait before they end up bringing in a veteran safety? That's something they have to do, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, they've got some time. I would say probably as long as it's done by the mandatory minicamp or even training camp, because there could be a good player that gets cut at the start of training camp or right before training camp. So I don't think there's any hurry. Safety's one of those kind of, you know, there's some good guys out there on the market. You know, Justin Simmons, there's May, there's some other guys that are available. As long as you get one of those guys, I think you're in good shape there in terms of safety. You just need to make sure that they get in, kind of get used to playing with Amani Hooker and Elijah Molden and whoever else is going to be back in that mix.
Terry, rookie minicamp coming up this week. I'm sure you're excited. I'm excited to see the rookies hit the field and see what they look like. What's the number one thing you're going to be looking for out of the new guys this weekend?
Well, I think, you know, you want to see, obviously, the first-round pick in J.C. Latham. You want to see, you know, how much – I want to see Bill Callahan work with him and see what it looks like, you know, what this guy who's an offensive line guru, you know, we used to take that for granted around here when Mike Munchak was here. And then once Munch left, you know, O-line play kind of, you know, was inconsistent in terms of the coaching, in terms of the play. And I think that's going to return with Bill Callahan, you know, if he performs as advertised as the coach. It's going to be, I want to see what he does with J.C. Latham in terms of that. And I kind of want to see when the veterans are out there tomorrow, kind of want to see you know, just how this offensive line starts to take shape, because to me that's still the biggest question mark area on this team.
Yeah, no question about it. Is there a draft pick, Terry, that maybe we're not talking about that's a sneaky good selection, a guy that could really jump up in your mind and really make an impact on this team in year one?
Yeah, I think it might be Jarvis Brownlee, fifth-round pick out of Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got some of that same stickiness to him, you know, that aggressive, physical-type play that Legarius Sneed does. And if Sneed will take him under his wing, maybe Jarvis Brownlee is a guy that develops and comes on as the season goes on.
Terry, kind of further looking at this rookie minicamp, is it a foregone conclusion to you that Cedric Gray's kind of going to be that guy right away alongside Kenneth Murray?
Yeah, I think he's going to get every opportunity. I mean, there's still, I guess, the possibility that they could start with Jack Gibbons at the outset and make Gray have to earn it. But I still think in the end, I think the whole reason that they, you know, picked Cedric Gray was to groom him to be that inside linebacker and be the green dot guy eventually.
All right, let's talk numbers, Terry. The numbers are out, and, you know, they got Latham wearing 55. I don't know. I'm old school. You know, your left tackle's got to be wearing a number in the 70s. I'm not feeling that right off the bat. What say you?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there. I mean, I still can't get used to baseball players wearing 84.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, they do. So Sweat's wearing 93. I think that's good for a, you know, a big beefy interior defensive lineman right next to 98 there. You know, Gray's going to wear 51. That's an outstanding number for a middle linebacker. 51 yep. or 53, you know, Harry Carson or Dick Butkus. Jarvis Brownlee, your guy, 29. I think that works for a corner. Jaquan sure. Jackson, 19. I mean, okay, fine. James Williams, 52. Jaden Harrell, 92. But I'm a traditionalist when it comes to numbers, Terry, you know?
Oh, I am too. I mean, I'm with you. You know, it still kind of blows my mind to see guys, you know, wearing number 8 playing linebacker. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
I'm a Giants fan, as you know. Kayvon Thibodeau is he's an edge rusher. He wears 5. What is that?
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, give me a guy wearing numbers in the 50s playing linebacker.
That's right,
Terry. We John and I have our first lunch bet of the history of the show, and it involves Treylon Burks. And we would like you to split this tie, if you wouldn't mind. Will Treylon Burks be on the roster for opening day.
Best guess. We're not going to hold you to this, but best guess, Terry.
Yes, he will be. Because, one, he has no trade value. And, two, they can use depth at the position.
You talked about kind of his special teams possibility. I mean, do you think... I don't know. First-round picks usually aren't out there running special teams. What do you think the attitude...
Write it down, kick returns,
exactly.
And punt returns, and smacking people.
Well, what do you think the attitude of Treylon Burks will be like if he's asked to do something like that?
Well, I think he's... You know, I really don't think he's... He has the leverage here. I think he's the guy that, you know, is on the spot to show what he can do and do it consistently and be healthy. So I think that, you know, he's the guy that has to get it done. And, if you know, what, the more you can do, as they say.
Yeah, it's kind of like Ricardo Montalban, right, in the Star Trek The Wrath of Khan when he was talking to Captain Kirk saying, "You are in a position to demand nothing." That's kind of where Treylon Burks is at right now, right?
Yes, indeed.
Well, Terry, we know you're hella busy today. We appreciate a few minutes and look forward to seeing you this weekend out at rookie minicamp, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Go Thanks, Yankees. Guys.
All right.
We'll see you, man. Nice. Terry's got a lot going on today. What a good dad he is, taking care of his little girl's car, getting an oil change. I got my oil change yesterday. I had a very productive day.
Look at you.
Yeah, personal growth. I left here. I went right to... I won't say the name of the place, but it rhymes with Iffy Cube. And I went there, got my oil changed, and I had some stuff for, you know, those, what do they call it? Those things where you got to plug into work and take these little quick seminars and stuff.
Oh, online courses.
Module. So I knocked out a couple of those yesterday, got a nap in, got a nice meal, and then...
Then all that personal growth went
out the window when I went out and mistakes were made. So, all right, you can give us a call, 615-844-5600. Show is all yours until the top of the hour, WNSR.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
buyandtow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit buyandtow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, buyandtow.com. That's buyandtow.com.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Tony Pollard is younger. He's 3.5 years younger than Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You're getting him in his prime, and as Adam just stated, you're not asking him to be a bell cow. You've got Spears and Pollard.
Yep.
That's where the league is today.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Wednesday edition of the show. You can give us a call, 615-844-5600. Vandy boys get the win. They take home the barrel. They beat Louisville 4-2 last night.
Yeah, the boys are drinking right now.
Yeah, well.
They aren't.
They might be drinking after this this series with Tennessee. We'll have Corbin on tomorrow to preview it, 9:25. You would have liked to see more run production, but Futrell did a really nice job pitching. They got some timely hits. Like we said, you know, we had some base running errors. We had some mistakes, a lot of hit batsmen on both sides. But, you know, heading into the potential buzzsaw that could be this weekend against Tennessee and then after that against Kentucky, you know, it's good to see the Vandy boys get a win and try to get some momentum into this series. Now, this is baseball. Momentum's only as good as your next day starter.
Right,
but,
yeah.
You know, that much we know. But, you know.
And it's hard because these next two series, the pressure you're under offensively. And for
your season's on the line, man.
It is. And you've struggled to this point really consistently being able to put up runs on the board. But,
yeah.
I mean, 6-7 runs may not be enough for all six of these remaining games.
No, imagine.
It's kind of one of those where you're kind of looking at it. You've got to play your best baseball, and
you're going to have to pitch your ass off.
Yeah.
Because these lineups you're going to be facing, they're relentless.
Yep.
They don't stop.
Don't stop. And two best teams probably in the SEC right now. One's the best team in the country in Tennessee. So.
And I thought you brought up a great point in that, you know, Tony Vols knows what's going on over here in West End.
Right.
And he'd like nothing more than to sweep this series and maybe deliver the knockout blow to Vanderbilt baseball. So
it would be as good as a series win, extra one.
Yeah, he is not going to have any mercy or any empathy or sympathy towards what the Vandy boys are going through. He would really like to, you know, put on a show. If you will,
yeah,
you know,
and I don't want this to happen, but I imagine there's going to be a whole lot of orange in at Hawkins Field this weekend.
Yeah, should be a great atmosphere though.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones for the first time today at 10:46. RD joins us. Hi, RD.
Good morning, gentlemen. You were early discussing coaching ploys and brought up Bill Parcells.
Yep.
I vaguely remember. And if you guys can't hit me out with the details, maybe my good neighbor Kevin up in Muletown or Tony, and knowing who they always have an abundance of sports knowledge.
They sure do.
Anyway, an incident happened, and long before you were born, Patton, Bill Parcells was assistant coach at Vanderbilt. And the best I recall, at that time, he was the defensive coordinator.
Sounds right.
In order to create some enthusiasm with the players, he and the offensive coordinator staged an actual fist fight during ball practice. And it wasn't a shoving match, it was a fight. Noses were bleeding, eyes were black, blah, blah, blah. And that's about all I can remember. Didn't know if maybe you guys know the details on that and could share it with me.
You know, being a Giants fan growing up, I know a lot about Bill Parcells, and I did know that he coached briefly at Vanderbilt. I'm not aware of that story.
Me neither.
I would imagine you're not either.
No.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, like I say, the best I recall, it wasn't shouting and shoving match. They actually went at it, blacked each other's eyes, nose, in order just to create through that. Boy, that's taking coaching to the limit, is it not? Wow.
Yeah, it certainly is. That's awesome.
All right, well, maybe my buddies I mentioned, maybe if they have some details, they'll call in and share it with us. All right, thank you, guys. See you later.
We'll take a look at it. Yeah, he was at our Vanderbilt from 1973 to 1974.
Boy, he would have
coached at Army, coached at Florida State. Wow, yeah, he's Air Force. He's head coach at Air Force for 1 year before being hired by then Giants head coach Ray Perkins to be the defensive coordinator. And when Ray Perkins left to go to Alabama after Bear Bryant retired and passed away, he took over as head coach of that program, and Bill Parcells became the head coach. Won only three games his first year. Looked like he was going to be one and done. They came back the next year, made the playoffs in 84, made the playoffs in 85, won the Super Bowl in 86. So,
rest is history.
Yeah, won another Super Bowl 4 years later, and now he's, you know, now he's like the godfather of coaching. So,
couple texts here.
Yep.
The biggest General fan, Texan.
Now, is that three General fans now?
Just two.
Okay. We have General fan and biggest General fan.
Yes. Prediction of the Vols versus Vandy Boys series this weekend. And if the Vols win this series, what does it mean for Vanderbilt going forward?
That's kind of what we've been talking about, right, all morning. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I see Tennessee taking it. If they don't, if they, being Vanderbilt, if game one doesn't go their way, I see all three going to Tennessee. I just think the way the momentum has really swung in the opposite direction for Vanderbilt, I'd imagine confidence is about as low as it can get right now. Midweek has not been a problem for them really all week long.
They've been great in the midweek games.
Even when they've struggled, they've played really well and gotten impressive wins. But during the weekend, specifically in SEC play, which is no slight on anybody, it's the best conference in America right now. And more than just college football right now, college baseball is approaching there as well. It's tough sledding. If it goes that way this weekend, I don't like their chances making the tournament. You have to go and play Kentucky on the road, the number one team in the SEC at this moment. It's hard to see it. It's hard to see it, John.
Unfortunately, I have to agree with you. Like I said, it's not something we're used to around here. You know, Vanderbilt at least making the NCAA tournament is what we're used to every spring.
Yeah.
Late spring into early summer, and that would be something.
17 years in a row.
Yeah. So, well, we'll see what happens. I know they're going to go out there and fight their tails off and try to win this series over Tennessee, but it's going to be an uphill climb for them. There's no question about it.
It'll be heated. Got a couple texts on the other side of the break, John.
Well, we look forward to that. Good tease. Good job by you. Back after this, WNSR.
And now, SunSpace Sunrooms RVM Development are proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by SunSpace Sunrooms RVM Development. For maintenance-free enclosures, sunrooms, screen rooms, patios, and more, give Russ a call today and ask about their senior military and first responder discounts. 423-225-2414. 423-225-2414. Or visit sunspacesunrooms.com. That's SunSpace Sunrooms RVM Development. They're professionals who care.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up, and if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
It's JB and the General.
I am in no means a chiseled goddess. God, I don't have a six pack. I'm not looking like The Rock out here. But goodness gracious, George Niang legitimately has a beer belly out on the floor right now.
Yeah, but so does Jokic. He's the best player in the world.
Well, George Niang is clanking them off the backboard.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Only one NBA playoff game tonight. My New York Knicks taking on the Pacers, game two. Knicks up one game to none. They're lucky to be up one game to none, by the way. I will freely admit that. So this is going to be a tough series, but hopefully my Knicks can win and, like the Rangers, take a 2-0 series lead. The Garden's been rocking, man. Manhattan is where it's at. Knicks one night, Rangers the next night. It's like 1994 all over again.
Setting up the hardwood and tearing down the rink.
Exactly. OJ's back in the news. Knicks and Rangers are both in the second round of their respective playoffs. I mean, it's you weren't around in 1994. It was a different world back then, my dude.
I would imagine. So a couple texts here.
Yes, sir.
Before we close out this year's show, Doug texts in, got to go with Terry Mack. Burks will be on the 53-man roster
yeah.
On the first game of the year. No trade value for whatever it's worth. Depth at the position with needing to fill in due to injury of a starter, always a factor.
Yeah, you guys are starting to flip me on this. I'll hold true to the lunch bet.
Good.
I will, because, you know, I will hold true to that. I'm not going to back out of our lunch bet, but I'm starting to think you and Doug and Terry McCormick are probably more correct
now
than
if he,
I am.
If he's asked to do some special teams and he says one of those magic four-letter words, maybe he does. Maybe he's not ends up on the roster. Got a soccer question here from Kai Havertz fan. MLS question here. With teams like L.A. and Miami getting stars like Giroud and Di Maria, two players who play in Europe,
mm-hmm.
Do you think Nashville will ever have to pull to bring in a European superstar? To bring in a European superstar.
We'll let you handle that, you being our resident soccer expert, both foreign and domestic.
I don't think so, Kai Havertz fan. They have clearly kind of gone away from that older sort of model. They're more in the not paying as much to get in a guy like Giroud, Lionel Messi. That was never going to happen. There's only really one.
Imagine if Messi were playing here
incredible.
In Nashville. Oh, my God.
Well, those season ticket prices would get tripled like they have in Miami. But
can you imagine Messi playing for Nashville SC? That would just be ridiculous.
Until a different general manager slash coach comes in, I don't see it ever happening for Nashville. And to be honest, I think it's right. Rarely does it ever work other than Lionel Messi. But then again, they're not number one in Major League Soccer right now. They're kind of middle of the pack. But you let them into the postseason where Messi is fully trying among some of his Barca compatriots and Luis Suarez and Jordi Alba. But I don't think it'll happen here for a couple different reasons. Financial, it costs a lot of money to bring these guys over, not only to purchase them from their clubs, but to pay their weekly salary. I mean, it is over 100,000 a week for a lot of these guys.
Nice work if you can get it.
Exactly. But and also, I just think the structure of this club, kind of where they want to go, I don't think it'll happen.
Well, there you go. What do you got going on today?
More work for me this afternoon. Tomorrow's my day off, so one more day of just trying to make a dollar bill here or there. But what about you, John?
I'm starving right now. I got to get some food, and then I got to hit the gym, and then I'm anchoring for Steve tonight. He's doing some steeplechase stuff. Yeah, we're going to be all over Steeplechase News Channel 5 all weekend, so that's Saturday. I forgot all about that, and you know, I got some stuff to do. I'm getting out of town on Friday, so I got some stuff I got to do. You know, last minute loose ends to tie up before I ship out of town.
Yeah,
for
listeners,
a couple days.
Have your text and calls ready for Friday. It'll be another solo edition. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's right. The general solo on Friday. How about that?
Like I say every time, if nothing happens, I don't mind doing Nashville SC talk for 2 hours. I'm just letting everybody know.
And Cleveland Cavalier talk.
Cavs talk, LeBron talk. Yep. I mean, I'll even throw in the bashing of Will Levis, or not Will Levis, but Ryan Tannehill and John Robinson.
Nice.
There as well.
All right, McFarland's at 2. Braves baseball tonight, 6:05 against the Red Sox. Till we meet again, folks, have a wonderful day. We'll catch you mañana. Peace.